Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, March 17, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Black-Necked Grebe. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into the depths of Wikipedia to bring you fascinating insights from the world of technology, ethics, societal changes, and the marvels of nature itself. Today, we're taking a flight into the world of avian wonders as we explore the life and habits of the black-necked grebe. To kick things off, let's set the stage with a brief introduction. The black-necked grebe, known scientifically as Podiceps nigricollis, is a stunning water bird recognized for the elegant tufts of feathers that grace its head and its distinctive, sharply contrasting colors. Now, isn't that an image to start our journey with? These birds are an international bunch, found across Europe, Asia, Africa, and the Americas. But before we soar into the intricacies of their habitat, let's consider for a moment, what is it about birds, especially such unique species as the black-necked grebe, that captures our imagination? Is it their freedom, their grace, or perhaps the symphony they add to nature's chorus? Now, imagine yourself at the edge of a tranquil freshwater lake or marshland at twilight. You see these grebes floating elegantly, their dark necks standing out against the fading light. Their habitat preference is clear. They love themselves some still water bodies, but come breeding season, they're not too picky, as long as they have floating vegetation to anchor their nests to. These nests aren't your typical bird nests either. Black-necked grebes build floating nests carefully crafted from plant materials. It's like they're the architects of the avian world, designing aquatic homes that not only house their young, but also provide safety by rising and falling with the water level. Let that sink in. Their very survival is buoyed on their knack for innovation. How many of us can say our homes are designed to adapt quite so freely to the world around us? Now let's talk appearances, because we'd be remiss not to acknowledge just how striking these birds are. During the breeding season, their plumage transforms into a sophisticated ensemble of black and gold, with bright red eyes that give them a somewhat otherworldly look. But it's not vanity. It's biology at its finest, a suit crafted for the ultimate purpose, to attract a mate. Isn't nature just the most intricate matchmaker? These birds are no slouches when it comes to vocals either. Their calls, a series of croaks and trills, are like the strings to the wind section of a lake's natural orchestra. Have you ever stood by a lake and listened to the music of nature? Next time, keep an ear out. Perhaps you'll hear the distinctive tune of the black-necked grebe. But alas, it's not a grebe's world without challenges. Habitat loss and degradation pose significant threats to their serene lives. Our incessant march toward industrial progress often encroaches on the very ecosystems these grebes and countless other species call home. This is where the intersection of technology, ethics, and societal change comes into sharp relief. How do we balance the demands of human advancement with the preservation of nature's sanctuaries? The black-necked grebe, unfortunately, serves as more than just a marvel of evolution. They are living indicators of the health of their watery realms. Declines in grebe populations often hint at larger environmental issues at play, a clarion call to us to consider the ripple effects of our actions. As a testament to their resilience, though, grebes have exhibited a remarkable ability to recover in areas where conservation efforts have been implemented. It's a powerful reminder that when equipped with knowledge and an ethical compass, we can affect positive change. Let's pivot a moment and think about the individual journeys of these birds. Migration is a key aspect of their life cycle, with many moving from northern breeding grounds to more temperate climes come winter. Consider the stamina and navigational prowess required to journey across continents. Imagine what we could learn from understanding the intricacies of such natural phenomena. Could the humble grebe hold lessons for us in endurance, adaptation, or navigation? In this episode, we've peeked into a day in the life of the black-necked grebe, admired their style, their homes, and their resilience. But as we wrap up, I encourage you to hold on to the image of that twilight-lit lake and consider how each of us plays a part in ensuring it remains a sanctuary for the grebes and all who share their home. So, dear listeners, I pose to you these thought-provoking questions. What can we do in our daily lives to ensure the survival of such magnificent creatures? How can we apply the lessons of adaptation and resilience demonstrated by the black-necked grebe to our own challenges, both personal and global? I hope this glimpse into the world of the black-necked grebe has piqued your interest and perhaps even tugged at your heartstrings a little. As we bid farewell to the grebes for now, I invite you to delve deeper into the intricacies of their existence. Visit the article, read about their majesty and their plight, and join the conversation about conservation and ethical coexistence with the natural world. Thank you for tuning into Wikipodia. This has been a flight through the life of the enchanting black-necked grebe, a journey we embarked on together. But remember, the journey doesn't end here. We carry the knowledge forward, and our actions ripple out in ways we might never fully realize. Till next time, keep your eyes to the skies and your hearts open to the lessons nature bestows upon us. And don't forget to share your own anecdotes or thoughts on today's topic. Reach out, engage, and become a part of the change you wish to see in the world.
That was the Wikipodia podcast for the article of the day, Black-Necked Grebe. Thanks for listening. See you next time.